Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world, and playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. Hello, gorgeous. I am incredibly excited about today's podcast episode for quite a few reasons. Two of the main reasons being that one, we're going to talk about something that really needs to be addressed when it comes to manifestation or just generally working towards achieving your big goals and dreams and desires. And I think this is a missing key ingredient and key piece that not enough people are talking about. And secondly, because I can officially publicly announce my brand new digital program, and I'm so excited. It's finally here, it's finally live, and you can finally access it literally right here, right now. It's called Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe. So my invitation to you today is to say yes to tapping into your inner rich babe. This program has been in the works for quite a few months now. I began really mapping it out all the way back in actually October/November of 2020. And if you know me, then you know that anything I put out in the world has got to be super aligned before I show it to you, before I invite you to it. And that's why it has been in the works for so long. And I'm just really, really excited to be able to share this program with you and with the world, but especially with you, my podcast listeners, because I know that so many of you have been listening to these episodes and uncovering a lot of hidden money beliefs, and you've been bringing so much awareness to your relationship with money. But you're ready for more, you're craving more, and you're ready to shift out of them. You're ready to release them. And that's why I created this program. I created it for you because I know that you want to do more of the internal work. So here's what you can expect from Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe. So there are five powerful modules in Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe. And every day of the program, I will be dropping a new module for you to work through, because each module is all about unpacking, unveiling, understanding, and releasing a really big core hidden toxic money belief that I see holding back so many powerful, ambitious women like you from truly going after their dreams, their big goals, their ambitions, and feeling safe. And that really is the key, feeling safe receiving the wealth, prosperity, the money that they truly deserve and desire. Within each module, you'll be coached by me so that you have a deeper understanding and awareness of where this belief might be hiding in your relationship with money and how it might be showing up in your world, where you learned it, why you learned it, and how you can begin shifting it. And then the powerful rewiring work that we're going to be doing is specific emotional freedom technique work. So tapping on specifically what that belief is and shifting it into a new belief so that you can release it from your nervous system. And tapping is one of the most powerful tools that I have in my toolkit that I have used to rewire and release so many limiting beliefs, not just when it comes to money. And if you've never used it before, then this program is going to be super profound for you because it's going to teach you how you can use this tool in your toolkit and have it for the rest of your life to lean on whenever fear or doubt creeps up in your life or you're feeling blocked, you will always be able to have this tool handy to be able to quickly shift out of it. And then on top of the actual training module and tapping that you're going to receive for each module, you'll also receive a really beautiful workbook that you can download that has really profound journal prompts for you to work through so that you can really activate that belief within your body and get an even deeper understanding and awareness of how you learned it, why you learned it. And I'm going to give you an exercise for you to start really shifting into finding a new awareness around the opposite of that belief being true. And then on top of that, you'll also receive the tapping script, the EFT tapping script to download. So you'll always have that to be able to come back to whenever this belief keeps popping up for you. You'll not only have it as a video, but so you can actually tap along with me as if you're having a session with me, but you'll also be able to always have that tapping script handy for you, which is great because you'll always be able to go back and look at kind of the way that you've worked through it and how it feels in your body now compared to maybe how it did before. So on top of that, I haven't even mentioned all of the bonuses. You also get a 60-minute deep dive money mindset masterclass included in this program as an added bonus. And you gain access to a beautiful private Facebook group where you can connect with other women who are going through the same journey as you. You can share things that have come up for you within each module, new awareness that you're finding. You can support each other through that. And I will also be in and out of that Facebook group to support you and answer any questions that you have about the program itself. So there is so much value packed into this. I feel like I'm probably missing something. So head to the page in the show notes below. You'll see it linked there where you can go and access all of the information about what's included in this program. And you probably will be absolutely blown away by the price of this because it is so, so affordable. And that was my mission behind creating this is I didn't want money basically to stand in the way of you beginning to truly do this transformational work. So the price is completely accessible. And on top of that, you also this very week, so if you're still listening to this episode between the dates of, I think it's Monday the 8th and like Friday the 14th, I think, go grab that offer now because you actually get $100 off during launch week. So now is the time to go access that because it's going to be even more affordable and even more accessible this week as my gift to you because we're launching this for the very first time. So consider it a pre-Valentine's Day gift / offer for you because I'm sending you so much love and I'm grateful for you for being here. So go check that out and don't miss this opportunity to start truly rewiring and reprogramming your individual money mindset. Okay, so now you know all about the little baby that I've been working on behind the scenes that is Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe. And before we dive into the juicy topic that I'm going to be chatting with you about today, it is time for my affirmation of the week. And the affirmation is, I feel safe and loved in money's presence, and money feels the same in mine. I love the warmth and the love that radiates from that affirmation. And the reason why I wrote and picked this affirmation is because it really, really serves me, and I know it serves so many of my followers and my clients, to think about the energy of money as if it were a relationship. And with any relationship, don't you want the other person, the other energy in the relationship to feel supported and safe and loved and appreciated in your presence? That's a healthy relationship. And as a result, wouldn't you want to feel the same way whenever you are in its presence? It works both ways. And so I invite you to really, really focus on showing up for money in a beautiful, beautiful, loving way, in a way that it does feel safe and it feels like it can trust being in your presence. Because the more that you show up in that way, not only will more money want to show up in your life, but the safer you will feel when it does show up. And so I just really love the energy and the focus behind that affirmation of the week. So go pin that up somewhere or put it in your phone to remind you of the feeling of safety and love whenever you are in money's presence. Okay, so I want you to think about one of your big goals, really big goals. Maybe it's a big income goal, and maybe there's a goal behind that income goal, like a big launch that you're planning or a specific number of clients that you would love to attract on a one-to-one basis, or it's a certain number of products sold. Whatever that big goal might be for you, maybe it's a raise, maybe it's an executive position in your company. What is your big goal? Let's get specific. When you have that goal in your mind, I really, really want you to answer this question honestly and truthfully within yourself. If that goal were to physically manifest and enter your world tomorrow, would you be energetically prepared for it? Would you not, I mean, not just energetically, I mean, in general, would you be 100% prepared to receive and welcome that goal? Because if there are any doubts in your mind right now, or any slight little anxious feelings or nervous feelings within your body right now, that is your body's way of telling you that you are not completely, fully energetically aligned and ready or feel safe to receive this goal quite yet. And this is so important when it comes to manifesting or working towards any goal, because we have to signal to the universe that we are energetically ready and prepared to receive the goal before it will ever enter our world as a physical manifestation. And that is how we need to bridge the gap, or that's how we can bridge the gap between where you are now and the actual goal and big desire manifesting into your physical reality. We first have to bring awareness to what may be blocking you or causing you to feel fear around that actually coming into fruition in your life. And I want to talk about a few examples of how and where this might be showing up in your life. So let's just begin with maybe a goal or desire might be to have a wait list of one-to-one clients that want to work with you, to be kind of fully booked with ideal clients. So I was talking to a client a few weeks ago, and this was something that she was really wanting to attract into her life. And when we looked at how she was approaching her day, so her day-to-day life, therefore her weekly life, and the energy that she was showing up with in her world, and the where her focus and where even her attention was going, it became very, very clear to me and then to her that she was indicating to the universe that actually she was completely maxed out, and that there was no space and that there was no room or time to receive any additional energy, therefore, i.e. clients or work, into her life, which was then obviously as a result blocking the flow of her receiving more money. It wasn't really about the money. The money is just simply a byproduct. But what she was signaling was, I am at max capacity already. And therefore the universe is listening to that. That's what your body is signaling. So of course, additional clients are not going to show up. Let me tell you, I have 100% experienced this in my life. In fact, not so long ago, I've had to work through this in my own business, because I know what a powerful manifester I am. And I know that the moment that I put out the energy that I am at max capacity, that I won't receive any additional new clients. And I know just in the same way that once I flip the switch and say, I am open and ready to receive more, that they come flooding in. And so I have to very powerfully and very consciously pick my thoughts and my desires and basically the energy that I put out there because I know that it determines my reality. But if we circle back to my client, there she was going around thinking, I need to sign another client, I need to sign another client, I need to sign another client. And yet her calendar was completely booked out, creating way too many, like she was basically packing her calendar with things that were signaling that there was no space for anything else, but she was packing it really actually with unnecessary things because she was caught up with this need to consistently be doing, 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 doing. And I invited her to create more space in her calendar. I actually invited her to literally physically do this and put in her calendar where she would have openings for her ideal clients and actually block that time out so that she could signal to the universe where there was energetic space for her to work with her clients. And that created a really beautiful shift for her. So that's a really simple example of being emotionally and physically prepared to receive the thing that you're working towards. But let's think about this on maybe in a bigger capacity. So maybe for you, a big goal is that you want a sold out launch. So you want to make a specific amount of money from the launch, which would mean you want to sell it out to a specific number of places, a specific number of clients and customers. So once you know what the goal is for that program, I really want you to look at how much you have in place to signal to the universe that you are ready and raring to go when it comes to energetically holding space to receive that amount of people into your program. So have you set up the systems to onboard them? Is the checkout page ready? Have you tested it? Have you created the container in which they are going to arrive into this program? Is that set up? Is that designed in a way that signals, yes, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm ready for these people to show up. Or if you're being really honest with yourself, are you holding yourself back from doing those things? Because you're half in and half out because you're worried about the fact that this goal already might not actually come into fruition. And by approaching it with that energy, by being half in and half out, and that's something that I totally used to do, which completely energetically blocked me, so I know this all too well, what you're actually signaling to the universe is, I'm not actually ready for this. I'm not actually prepared for this, physically or mentally, so please don't come my way. So I want you to go in there like you are already showing up for that amount of people, that the space is already being held for them before the launch even takes place. I did this for my last program, Money Mindset Magic, that was last year, that will be relaunching this year as well. And this was the most in-depth I went when it came to planning my launch. And I did this for a few reasons. It wasn't just to do with my business strategy. What it had more to do with was my energy, every single step of the way, showing up as if the success of this launch was inevitable. I showed up in a way that said, I am taking this seriously. And I showed up in a way that wouldn't cause me to feel overwhelmed or stress or anxiety at the last minute, because I had prepped every single step of the way. And I prepped for over 3 months when it came down to like every single detail of this launch, down to making sure the banner of the Facebook group was pre-designed and ready and set up, down to testing the checkout page multiple times, down to literally planning out what I was going to be eating the week of the launch so that that wasn't taking up brain power in my mind. Like, it was literally all planned out on a Trello board. And then the key thing that I really needed to work on and that I really invite you to look at is not just whether your business strategy or your physical systems are set up and ready to go, even though that is super important, but it's looking at whether your internal system is aligned and ready to go. So while I was prepping the launch, I really looked at whatever fear was coming up for me around actually holding space for this goal coming into fruition. So I had to look at some of my fears around how much energy it was going to require for me. I had a big fear of how much energy the women in this group were going to require of me. Now, that wasn't and hadn't yet become a reality for me. This was a fear within my own mind. And I knew that if I didn't address that, that it was going to block me from really holding my arms out wide saying, I'm ready to hold space for you. And that women who were thinking about taking this program would have felt that. And I didn't want that at all because that was just a projection on them. It wasn't the case. And so I had to look at why that fear was there, why I was wired to feel that way. I had to look at shifting it and also creating boundaries for myself that would prevent me from feeling like I was always being needed. And honestly, you guys, by working on just that one belief, like I honestly never, ever, 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 ever felt that from the women in my program. I gave them and gave them so much in this program, but I never, ever felt like my boundaries were being crossed or that too much was being needed from me. I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful balance. And I know that that had a lot to do with the internal work that I needed to do beforehand. But I know as I up-level in my company this year that there's more of that belief for me to uncover because now I'm going to be energetically holding space for probably a few more thousand women in my community this year. So of course, there's going to be more fears around my energy and my time and what's going to be needed of me. So again, as the CEO of my life and my company, I have to look at what I have to have in place so that I feel not just energetically prepared to hold space for that, mentally prepared to hold space for that, but also to make sure that the systems are in place within my company and within my business for that next stage and for that next up level in my company. And so now it looks a little bit different for me. Now it means hiring a lawyer. It means making sure that my terms and conditions and my contracts are really in place for me to feel safe putting out as much energy and content in this world as I possibly can to support the new larger number of women that I want to work with. It means up-leveling my branding, up-leveling my funnels. It means asking for help from the experts that I need so that I feel like everything is crystal clear and mapped out for me. And for me, it even means literally uphauling and changing all of the systems that I've previously been using behind the scenes in my company because I need a system that will allow me to hold space for a much, much larger group of women. And so we're transitioning and we've been transitioning all of January into doing that. And it's fun and it's exciting. And, you know, there's ups and there's downs with it and not everything works first time. And I don't also try to implement all of those things within 1 week. Like this has taken some time and I'm still working through it. And every stage of the way, there's going to be something else and something new. And that's all part of growing and that's all part of learning. But I just really want us, whoever's listening, for all of us as a group, as a collective, to really get honest and get real with ourselves. Because I know so many of you want sold out launches or you want a membership that has 10,000 women in it because that would bring in 100K months for you. Or you want 500,000 women on your email list, or you want 1 million downloads on your podcast. And yes, girl, like I am cheering you on every single freaking step of the way. Let's do this. But let's not also try to kid ourselves or fool ourselves by trying to make us believe or trying to tell ourselves that we're instantly going to be ready for those things. Because really, it takes the internal work and the physical systems and support that you need in order to be really, truly ready and organized and aligned with holding space for that kind of energy. And I'm right there with you, growing like this every single step of the way too. And before some of you start freaking out, thinking that I'm telling you to go and completely uphaul your systems too, or implement a drastically new strategy, please, please, please take a breath and don't worry. Sometimes it is just a really small tweak or a newfound awareness that can help you shift into feeling emotionally and energetically prepared to receive something. and your intuition will not steer you wrong. You will intuitively know what those things are. And really at the root of all of this, even at the root of implementing the most effective strategy or system within your business, really at the root of that is your belief system and how something makes you feel and what your emotions are behind the goal and behind the goal manifesting and coming into fruition. So if you could just begin with really unpacking and understanding what maybe some of your potential fears are, or limiting beliefs or blocks around receiving the physical manifestation of this goal. And the place that you can literally begin is by thinking, if this happened for me tomorrow, how would I feel? What would be some of my fears that would be coming up around this? What would be some of my limiting beliefs around my ability to hold space for this? What are some of the fears of judgment that I might be holding onto around receiving this goal? Where am I feeling a little bit blocked around it? And if you could just meditate on that, if you could just bring awareness to that, if you could journal on those questions that I've just asked you, that in itself is going to be profound. That in itself is going to show you exactly the work that you truly need to be doing in order to bridge the gap between where you are now and where you want to be, so that you can step into the frequency that will signal to the universe that I am ready, I am safe, I trust myself with this goal, and I'm ready to receive and I'm ready to accept it. And the rest will manifest super, super quickly. I have done this kind of work at every single up level in my life. So way back in the beginning, when it was just attracting one one-to-one client, it was about energetically preparing myself to receive that client and acting as if I was ready to receive that client, because I realized that I was blocking myself by actually signaling to the universe that I wasn't actually ready to receive it in multiple different ways. Then at the next up level, it was realizing, okay, if I'm going to signal to the universe that I'm ready to receive more one-to-one clients than I currently have, that I'm going to need to tighten my systems and hire some new team members. Okay, great. What fear is coming up around that? Okay, let's work through that. And then by doing that, I hired a business strategist and I hired my virtual assistant, and we tightened my complete onboarding and offboarding systems so that I honestly didn't really have to think about it anymore. And that was a huge weight lifted off of my mind. You've already heard about what I did for my program. And then even with the program that I've just launched, which is Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe, and my whole new funnel behind that, there was a lot of tightening of my systems and my beliefs and me energetically preparing to emotionally hold space on an energetic level for a few hundred, if not thousand, more women who might be coming into my aura and my energy throughout this year. So with all of that in mind, I really, really, really just want you to allow yourself to really focus on what this work means for you on an individual level, and allow your intuition to speak to you this week as you allow this episode to just seep through your consciousness. And if you are also feeling very intuitively like maybe one of the big blocks for you that's preventing you from feeling safe holding space for your next big up level or income goal, if you feel like that might have a lot to do with your inner money mindset blocks, then absolutely, I invite you to go and check out all of the information for Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe, because that just might be the key to unlocking a whole new level of wealth and prosperity for you, and also just bringing understanding and awareness to your money consciousness, which is so, so incredibly powerful within itself. If you found this episode helpful and it's brought up a lot for you, then please just screenshot that you're listening to this episode and go tag me on Instagram or DM me with what your newfound awareness is, because I absolutely love, love, love hearing from you. And it motivates me to just keep creating more podcast episodes for you, because I actually just really genuinely love podcasting for all of you. But yeah, it's great to be able to connect with you on a more intimate basis. So yeah, go tag me at girl_unfiltered. And especially if you sign up for Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe this week, then please go let me know in my DMs, because I'm so excited to support you in your new relationship with money. But until the next episode, I am sending you a huge energy stream of love and abundance. And go show the universe what you're made of.